And not everything I'm going to talk about today is illegal. But everything that I'm going to talk about today is bad for regular Americans.
Now, the Maggie Dawn Show continues.
I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm a data wonk.
From Congress and courts to burgers and baseball.
I talk about food a lot on the show. It's a thing. I am a foodie.
Once again, here's lawyer and economist Maggie Dawn.
Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're dedicating today's show to, I'm going to call it cyber awareness, cyber education, so that we can prevent cyber crimes, specifically and perhaps most importantly and acutely, cyber crimes against children. The world today has a new pope. 1.4 billion Catholics have a new pope, Pope Leo the 14th. Central to his work as a missionary and our prior pope was protecting those that are most vulnerable. Certainly those that are most vulnerable amongst us are children. A big thanks to John DeMay, a former law enforcement officer who lost his son after his son Jordan took his life following a sextortion scheme in March of 2022. It happens that today in the state of Wisconsin is the annual conference on missing and exploited children. And I'm super thankful to have joining me the DOJ Special Agent in Charge of Wisconsin's ICAC, which is the acronym that stands for Internet Crimes Against Children, Jesse Crow. Jesse, thank you so very much for making time. I know you guys have this conference going on. You're extremely busy. Thank you for making time. How much of, I think a lot of people, when they think about internet crimes against children, they think of the sexual predator that, you know, meets a kid online, begins a friendship, gets them to show up, you know, the Dateline sort of expose thing, certainly a risk. They think about someone meeting their kid online and then trafficking them, also an incredible problem. But how acute is the risk that is being posed to our young people from sexploitation specifically, Jesse?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. This is a huge topic, and I know John was just on, and he's our hero in this race to try and get this figured out. So the kids are out there trusting too many people online, and there are a lot of criminals out there that want to do this type of crime. And that's one of the huge issues, that it's not necessarily the sexual part of ICAC. It is the risk because of the financial side of it. But it still has a sexual component, which makes it very devastating.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse, for that. One of the questions that I have heard from folks is that in certain circumstances, one of the things that makes interdiction, prevention, prosecution difficult is that in some jurisdictions, the kids have faced criminal charges for dissemination of the material. Is that an issue here in Wisconsin? Who makes those judgments? Is that you in conjunction with the Attorney General's office working with local law enforcement? How does that work? Do kids need to be worried that they might face criminal charges?
They absolutely should not worry about that. They are sending images that they are victims of crimes. And that's one of the big messages we try to get out, is that you have to reassure them that whatever they sent to that person, they cannot get in trouble for or be charged with that crime. The suspects use that against them, and they tell them that they're going to be a sex offender when that is not true. Victim rights are there for that protection, and that's a huge message we give out. You cannot be charged with that crime.
Thanks so much, folks. This is Jesse Crow. He's the special agent in charge at Wisconsin's ICAC in the Department of Justice. ICAC, of course, Internet Crimes Against Children. This week, they are having their big conference here in Wisconsin. Jesse, what can parents do? If folks are listening, they've got a teenager at home. What should parents do to help educate themselves and their kids? Are there ways to walk phones down? I don't know. Tell people what they can do if they're worried about this happening in their families.
Yeah, absolutely. So educate themselves. Parents and guardians have to educate themselves about the internet, and at least with the apps or the platforms that their children are using. Make sure that you have a conversation with a child. We use the hashtag start the conversation. That is the most important thing. We give children technology at a very early age, maybe an iPad to watch YouTube on when they're 5 or 6. Have that conversation then and start having that conversation early so that when they're 14, 15, 16, it's not instantaneous, like this is the first time we're talking about it. Have a plan. I'm going to be a trusted adult to the child in my life. I am not going to freak out. I think John's used that word in a couple of presentations I've had. As a parent, don't freak out on the outside, because they need to know that they are going to be safe. They can come to you for that advice and for the help that they need. You talked a little about locking down phones. The standard platforms that are out there through either the OS system or the Android system, they have native parent controls built into them already. There are tons of third-party ones that you can buy. But if you're using a phone or giving a child a phone, make sure you learn about those controls, because that might be very important. And setting rules. I know kids don't like rules at times, but it's technology. And you know, we always say that by giving technology to your kids, you're inviting in a lot of different people into your house that maybe you don't know, and have those conversations.
So many really important elements there, Jesse. The first one that I wanted to reemphasize is parents or trusted adults, that young people whom this is happening to, if they come to you, don't freak out. If you act like the world is ending, the odds that kid is going to maintain their own mental composure is literally zero. And parents, entertain the possibility that maybe you might not be the right adult for your kid to bring this to. So talk about that. Identify someone else. No kid in healthy parent-child relationships wants to admit that, man, I just screwed up, and it's in this most embarrassing, most mortifying way. So maybe finding an alternative trusted adult that you, the parent, can identify with your child if something like this were to happen before it happens can be incredibly helpful. And then use the parental controls that are on phones as they are available. The way I look, I mean, I'm in my late 40s. I did lots of stupid stuff when I was a kid. I didn't have to worry about a criminal network from Nigeria targeting me because I've got the world's criminal networks in the palm of my hand through my phone. It's you know, kids are kids. They make wrong decisions, but the consequences, because of the access that these phones give to very sophisticated, very well-organized, very well-trained criminals, that's what's new here, not the fact that kids do stupid things sometimes.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it's you know, having that trusted adult that they know is not going to freak out, but also is going to protect them and help them. That is so vital, because a lot of these suicides that happen, they're in the home with the parents. They just don't have they're so embarrassed, and they have to know that it's not their fault, so they get past that embarrassment and know I can go to that person and tell them this, that I need help. I think that's the biggest thing. Get the word out and have those conversations.
I wanted to play us a little bit. I interviewed State Senator Jesse James today. He was one of the co-sponsors of legislation to make this its own unique crime with significant punishments. He referenced some controversy. I wanted to play you a little bit of the interview and get your reaction, Jesse. Let's take cut 23, if you could, Jacob.
I'm willing to openly negotiate and compromise with whatever this looks like to get something, to see the increase first go through. Maybe if there's some interest to have this applicable to only children under the age of 18, I'm all right with that. The adults, you know, I'm always willing to negotiate, because this is the primary thing for me, is looking out for the best interests of the children. Mm-hmm. Because like what you mentioned earlier, their brains aren't fully formed yet. They're having a hard time. They're going through puberty. Every life making decision at their age, like whatever clothes they're going to wear, how they're going to do their hair. And I mean, it's all crisis. It truly is. I mean, such huge decisions for them to make at that such a young age. And they're so vulnerable. I guess that's my point. When you get over 18, it's kind of like my philosophy. As soon as you turn 18, you're considered an adult by state statute. It's up to you what you do and how you live your life. I don't care. But prior to that, our parents need to be invested. They need to be informed. They need to know what the kids are doing on their cell phones. And it's okay to look at it. And if they find something, put it in airplane mode right away. Call law enforcement and stand up.
Stand up for your kids. Special agent in charge of the Wisconsin Internet Crimes Against Children, Jesse Crow, is with us. That was sound of Wisconsin Senator Jesse James. Attorney General Josh Call, this is bipartisan or cross-partisan, whatever word you want to say about it, supports this legislation to criminalize sextortion specifically. Jesse, is this a good idea? Will this be a helpful tool for law enforcement?
It definitely could be. It's going to enhance those penalties. Right now, it's difficult to charge some of these. You know, with the suicide, if it's a suspect that's here in Wisconsin or in the United States, it will give us that more teeth that we can bring them back here for that. It's great to have them working on the statute, and hopefully they can get it passed, because it would help immensely.
And then last, I wanted to take this last bit of sound. This is again from Senator Jesse James on the newly introduced legislation here in Wisconsin to increase those penalties, help give law enforcement, like my current guest, DOJ's Jesse Crow. He's the special agent in charge at Wisconsin's ICAC. Let's take cut 24.
It's out of love, and that's what our children need to understand. And I know that sometimes they feel that their parents don't love them. You know, cause I felt like that as a kid myself. I mean, let's be real. It's not like we're going through new things with our children. I've been there, I've done that. So I think just the children know that we're there. And just if they feel vulnerable, if they've been impacted, you know, we're working on another legislative piece that was bringing controversy yesterday with Aaron's Law. It's bringing sexual education in through 4K all the way to 12th grade, because right now the public school system only goes to 5th grade, and we made it in their language age-appropriate material for them going through. It was very funny. This was a yesterday hearing that we had. So there's a lot of things going on, but my primary focus is protecting our children and giving them the tools and resources that they know are available to them.
Folks, that's Senator Jesse James. We're going to have him back again on the show to talk about that. With me right now is the special agent in charge of Wisconsin's Internet Crimes Against Children Division of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Jesse, talk to the kids out there right now. If they're experiencing this, what should they do?
You need to tell a trusted adult. You need to know that you're not alone, that you cannot be charged criminally for the images you sent, and that you are going to be okay with this. We will get through it and get some of that help. So I really appreciate that.
We will get through it. You are not alone. Please tell a trusted adult. Our discussion of cyber risk continues with an